We still haven't quite covered it. We really could have done with a bumper crowd tonight. They probably bought 500 or 600, fair play to them. And our end was barely 1,500, I think. So that's where we are. Our costs this year required more than that on the gate. And if unfortunately we can't attract the crowd, we're going to have to adjust accordingly. I think I'd be right in saying we're probably 4,000 or 5,000 short of clearing the wages tomorrow.
And of course, you don't need me to tell you that April's payday isn't that far away either.
Absolutely. And the PAYE is on Monday. And the VAT on 7th of May, it's all to be found.
You have mentioned the chance of outside investments. Yeah. Any news on that?
We've been talking to a couple of parties. Nothing concrete to report yet. These things don't happen overnight. We were very close to the one that I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, and there's some technicalities, twists and turns on that. We're still hopeful.
So that one's still on the table? It's not like that one's gone away?
No, it's not gone away, and we've had a slightly more interest more recently, I should say.
I appreciate you're not going to mention any names, but no. Is the potential outside investment tied in with the plans for development at either end of the ground?
Well, that's attracting some of the interested parties. To be honest, it's more about the running costs, our trading position that we need to sort out with cash investment for that. The development of the ground is progressing quite well now. Bob Pritchard's done a really good job on that since joining us. We met a developer last Friday about a possible Blackfriars Street project. We met the council. I think we can hopefully finish that on the 29th of April, which is the thing we've been publicising, that we'd like to split this into three leases and get 250 years at the two ends. That needs to be dotted and crossed on the 29th, and we've got a project meeting tomorrow.
In terms of going forward, obviously this is the last home game, so the source of income from through the gate, that's going to dry up now until August. Mm. Are you confident you will get through the summer? Because obviously nothing coming in, you've still got to pay wages.
Yeah, well, that's what we've got to work at.
But are you confident?
Reasonably, yeah.
Good. And a final point, in getting to next season, obviously Martin's going to want his budget. You could have to decide what budget he's going to get. Fair to say that on the gates that you mentioned earlier on, that budget's going to be substantially reduced?
Well, we don't want it to be substantially reduced. We're trying to compete. As I say, he's done an exceptional job this year on the remains of a budget that he walked into, let's say. He's proven that he can find young players. That's what we need. That's the sort of level we're going to be. But you've still got to square the books. I got a lot of criticism this season for expecting more than 2,000. We won't be doing that this time, and the numbers will drop out of that. So no doubt it'll be a lesser playing budget. We just got to minimise that reduction for him.
But the plans are to stay full time.
Yes, they are. Yeah.